The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
PassportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. As an essential business during COVID-19, Passport is ready to meet your car buying or servicing needs and do it with complete safety and security from one of their 9 convenient locations. Whether it's a video walkthrough of a vehicle you're interested in or purchasing a vehicle either online or in the comfort and safety of your own home, check out the superb services waiting for you at PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. I suppose you would too. An Australian man screamed so loud upon learning that he'd won a lottery jackpot of over $500,000 that his neighbors showed up to say, "Hey, are you okay?" He was talking with a friend apparently about winning numbers on Saturday's lotto down there, and when he realized he had the numbers, he just couldn't contain himself. Well, I would simply say, sir, you've made a whole lot of new friends. I mean, neighbors who probably will offer even now to come mow your lawn. And you'll have relatives and friends you never even knew existed. I mean, guys you went with in college or in high school or maybe even grade school will look you up. I read last week, too, that a guy won... Here in the States, I didn't bother with the details because certainly don't promote that sort of thing. But on the other hand, you realize this. I just wonder how this turns people's lives upside down. And it does 9 times out of 10. I dare say, although I've not seen any recent, we ought to ask Barna if they have any information on that. The research group, lives totally destroyed, friendships destroyed because of, well, this guy won $4 million 2 different times in a lottery playing the same numbers. Now, go figure. Well, never mind. Anyway, all of that to say, life goes on, doesn't it? Hey, welcome to this edition of the show. Monday through Friday, we do get together, talk about things going on. And from time to time, we have pastors drop by and chat with us about what's happening in their ministries. And coming up, in fact, in just a few minutes, we're going to talk with Dr. Kevin Baker. Now, he's senior pastor at Oakdale Church in Olney, Maryland. And so we're just going to kind of plug in and find out what's been happening with their church during COVID-19 and how they've been coping with it. Each of you pastors, I know, has your own set of stories. And maybe some of you have even been journaling it. Who knows? Maybe a book in it someday. But it's been a very challenging time, and so we've asked Dr. Baker to drop by in just a few minutes, and we'll chat about that with him and see what's happening on at happening at Oakdale. How about this? New bill introduced by Republican Senator Martha McSally of Arizona. Now, there seems to be a conflict here. A Republican senator introducing a bill to give $4,000 apiece to taxpayers so they can take a vacation somewhere in the U.S. It has to only be, well, it has to be at least 50 miles from their primary residence. And of course, the goal being to boost the tourism and hospitality industries that have been hard hit by the pandemic. I mean, it's a legitimate bill, folks. You probably want to watch your mailbox, huh? The bill is known as the American Tax Rebate and Incentive Program Act, or the American and the folks inside the Beltway, they love the acronyms, don't they? Drives me crazy sometimes what we're talking about. Anyway, it's called TRIP, the American TRIP Act. It would amend the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 to establish a temporary, non-refundable personal tax credit for travel, hospitality, and entertainment expenses, and for other purposes. However, the tax credit could only be applied to vacations which are taken between December 31st of last year and January 1st of 2022. McSally, noting in a release yesterday, I think, on this, or no, earlier this week, Monday, the tourism and hospitality industries were among the hardest hit sectors of the country, and their revival is critical to our economic recovery. Arizona has lost billions in revenue this year alone due to the pandemic. My legislation will help boost domestic travel and jumpstart the comeback of our hotels, entertainment sectors, local tourism agencies, and thousands of businesses that make Arizona one of the best places in the world to visit. And, of course, she's representing her state well in this case. Whether the other states will sign on and the other senators will agree, we'll have to see. But, hey, it's only money, and it's only taxpayer money, and we only have a deficit that is so far out of control, who's counting anymore, right? Really, well, that's a discussion for a whole program another time as to what the aftermath of the spendthriftness, the spendthrift attitude that's been in Washington for decades. At some point, the bill's going to come due, but we'll talk with some experts about that when we get to that point. You heard Jim mention it, Jim Kress, in our newscast just up. Due to COVID-19, small black churches are concerned about long-term stability. This is a Barna Group survey in which, and I'm going to read the, I'm not going to read the whole survey. COVID-19 has already influenced the future trajectories of businesses and organizations. And he states, as we know, the church is no exception. And specifically, predominantly African-American churches have been impacted in different ways. He said their survey data shows that over 9 in 10 black churchgoers, 92%, that is, attendees of primary black Protestant denominations who have been to church at least once in the past 6 months, agree that their churches responded well to the pandemic, which Jim told us a moment ago. However, and Jim also mentioned this briefly, small black churches are very worried about their ability to thrive long term. And he said the data is just the beginning of the research they're going to continue to uncover during the coming months. But church leadership across the board has had to remain nimble in this time of uncertainty, responding to shifting regulations and perceptions, while also considering the physical, economic, and emotional impact of the crisis that has had on their attendees. Again, we'll get some pastors in, not only from the black community, but all the community. In fact, we'll talk in a moment, as I've said, with Pastor Baker to see what the impact of COVID-19 has been on his church. But others of you may want to get in touch with us and let us know that you're willing to talk about it as well. You can contact Julie here during business hours. Just ask for Julie Lule, producer of the Don Crow Show, and we'd be interested in hearing some of your challenges as well. Take a break and come back, however, and talk with Dr. Kevin Baker.
My parents happen to be African American, but my middle name is McCurry because my great-great-grandfather was Irish. I can easily fit the stereotype of both the angry black man and the Irish temper. With my Native American blood, I could watch Armistead, Braveheart, then Dancing with Wolves, and walk out of my house with a shotgun. Kidding aside, though, I really understand temper. What helped me manage my temper was first understanding that anger is not bad in itself. Even Jesus got righteously angry. Ephesians 4:26 does not say, in your anger, you sin. Instead, it says, in your anger, do not sin. When righteousness is violated, it's healthy to feel anger. But how we handle this emotion is key. When I feel angry, I've learned to take a moment to first calm myself. Only after I'm in control of myself can I respond and not just react. I have to attack the problem and not the people.
We welcome you to visit us online at gracechurchva.org, where you can receive free downloads and view more about Dr. Greer and Grace Church. Again, that's gracechurchva.org.
Don Crow here talking with local expert realtor Christy Moore, and she's sharing some amazing statistics with me.
Don, what most people don't know is that 42% of the properties listed in the DMV will not sell. There are over 115 variables that affect your bottom line when you decide to sell your house. Our team of experts know how to navigate those variables to ensure your home sells at a great price in the time frame you need. With thousands of transactions closed and over 100 years of experience, if you decide to take our advice, you will sell your house. We've sold dozens of homes that didn't sell the first time for at or more than the previous asking price, and typically in less than 30 days.
Contact Christy Moore at 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Time, contact Christy at 866-404-5858. Why not give her a call right now?
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax. We would like to thank our Lord for protecting us from evil. Psalm 91 states, He is my refuge and my fortress, for He will rescue us from every trap and protect us from deadly disease.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys who specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results.
We are also a small firm who will treat you like family and not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
In John 8:36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And one way we can achieve that is by being debt-free. So let us help you today. Call us at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS tax debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
As the will of the students goes, so goes the will of the nation. This is a central theme of the new movie, Return to the Hiding Place. The film about Corrie ten Boom and her secret army of teenagers' heroic efforts to hide and save Jews from the Nazis during World War II. Corrie's story was made famous by her book and the original movie produced by the Billy Graham Association. Now, 45 years later, comes Return to the Hiding Place, the untold, behind-the-scenes, true story of Corrie's secret army of student teenagers' efforts to rescue Jewish people. Told by Hans Poli, one of Corrie's teens in the Resistance, Return to the Hiding Place is an action-packed film of the Dutch underground's true, breathtaking rescue of an entire orphanage of Jewish children. Return to the Hiding Place, starring John Rhys Davies. Watch this captivating movie tonight with your older children at salemnow.com and save 20% with promo code WAVA. Due to historical content, might not be suitable for younger audiences.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. As pastors and churches, along with everyone else, continue to deal with the, unresolved full impact of COVID-19, don't we know, huh? From time to time, we'll be checking in with some of the pastors and ministries in our WAVA listening area to see how they've been managing with all the challenges involved. And right now, I'm happy to welcome Dr. Kevin Baker to the show. Dr. Baker is senior pastor of Oakdale Church in Olney, Maryland. It's a congregation that's grown to 3 worship services, some small groups, community resources, etc. And, of course, you know his radio ministry right here on WAVA, Real Hope with Kevin Baker. You can hear it Saturdays at 5 p.m. and Sundays at 7:30 a.m. Dr. Baker is also a member of the Wesleyan Covenant Association, serves as president of the Baltimore, Washington local chapter, and he's also an author. He's written a couple of books, Do You Know My Jesus and Reckless Love. By the way, the church website is Oakdale Church. No, I'll correct myself, Oakdale.church. Very easy to find. Pastor Kevin, welcome to the show. Good to talk with you again.
Don, it's so good to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's an honor to have you and your fellow pastors on the show, and we just love the churches that are engaged in ministry all through the DMV, as we call it. Talk from your perspective about some of the unique and challenging things you've faced during COVID-19. What are some, you probably could write another book on it when it's over, but what are some things that you could share that you've been through as a church that might help others?
Well, boy, that's a great question, Don. I would say the pandemic, like lots of things, has brought with it blessings and curses. It was a very difficult process. We were already online streaming our worship before this happened, but when you go completely online, every meeting, every gathering is no longer in person. It really took a quite a bit of shift for us. We had to learn, as most of our congregation did, I think, and probably most of our country has by now, how to operate GoToMeeting or Zoom or some other technology that will help us meet. But so that's been difficult. Some of our staff that were cruising along well in their regular routine realized that their job description quadrupled, so that's been a little tough. Other staff realized, wow, my job's gotten a little bit easier in this. So it's been a very interesting journey as we've reacted to, tried to continue to move ministry forward in the midst of this pandemic. But here's one of the things that I think has just been an amazing blessing. We realized, I'm hoping the whole nation is realizing, the whole church is realizing, that the church isn't about a building. The church has not stopped for one second, even though we haven't been in the building for weeks now. And I think that's helping people to realize that we've gotten sloppy in our language. We talk about going to church instead of being the church. We talk about church as a building instead of a body. So I really do believe God is bringing some blessing out of a very difficult circumstance as well.
Those are some good thoughts. And in fact, I've been trying to watch my own language as a pastor. I've insisted for myself on using the word regathering, because we're talking about the congregation, the body of Christ gathering, not, as you've said, the building. In fact, someone said early on when this thing broke, finally, the church has been gotten out of its building.
Yes.
And yes. We know the culture does make that mistake. We make it ourselves. Oh, there's church so-and-so. No, that's the building where the body of Christ meets. Talk, if you would, also about some concern I've heard discussed in the press and elsewhere as to how quick some folks are going to want to return to the building, if you will, to the sanctuary, if they can quite comfortably grab a cup of coffee and have church at home Sunday mornings.
Well, I do think that there is no returning back to where we were. I don't think we ought to, and I know it's hard for all of us to long for the days of when, because there is a new normal. It's not going to be the old normal. There will be people. I think we're all going to be a little bit shocked at what we look like as the bodies, local bodies of Christ, as we gather back together in person. I think there will be some folks that we may not see, some new faces that have connected with us online, and just a completely different sense of who we are. But I think what I'm sensing, and I would say in our congregation is probably typical of those in the DMV and the Washington metropolitan area, is that there's an enormous amount of anxiety and uncertainty. Our own personalities come out with this. So lots of folks are, we did a survey of our congregation, and almost 50% said as soon as the government allowed, as soon as the regulations would allow, and if we could take the right safety precautions, they were ready to come back. In fact, we are going to regather for worship in the building on the 12th of July, even though we're going to continue to stream. And I think that what we'll see is somewhere between 5 to 10% will be willing to come back. They're in the least, probably least dangerous categories, least vulnerable categories in terms of the real health risk or dangers of this virus. I think they'll be willing to come back if things are done well and treated safely. And then, so I think we'll have, you know, 10% in person and 90% online, and that will continue to perhaps shift as we go towards a vaccine and into 2021. That's the way I see it playing out.
You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking of a scripture. It's either in Amos or one of the minor prophets. I'm sure you're familiar of it, with it, where, in fact, the prophet said that God was going to break up the fallow ground. And it seems to me this really has been good for the church in that sense, and getting us out of our comfort zones and really realizing, as you said, we're not going to return to things as usual. It's going to be different.
Yeah, Don, I really think it will be. And, you know, I love that analogy, and I would say this. Since we tend to be, or our hearts and habits tend to be the fallow or the hard ground, there's a little pain involved in that. And we're all feeling that pain. And I think that God is using this, if we're willing to allow him, he wants to use this and is using this to actually birth lots of new life in us as believers and as followers, but also in churches. So I'm hopeful about that. I know God's at work, and he's always working to redeem his people and redeem the world. So I think we've got to listen for that. But there's some pain that we're going through. There's no doubt. And I think we are in an unbelievable season of grieving. We were in a huge season of grieving before all of the turmoil around George Floyd happened. That grieving and that hurt and of course, anger that follows with that, is leading us into even deeper places. So there's never been a more important time for the church to be the church than there is today.
And would you agree, our Lord told the disciples in John 4, fellas, lift up your eyes and look, the fields are white unto harvest. I talked with Dr. Robert Jeffress a couple of weeks ago, and he mentioned that on just that point, they've seen 18,000 people come to Christ during the shutdown. Of course, that includes their global television ministry and everything out of the terrestrial ministry, radio and television as well. But I think that this is really a time that the church needs to be ready to come out, ready to carry the gospel as we maybe have been failing to do in the past, because the upheaval that we've talked about has not only affected the church, but everybody in the culture. What do you think?
I agree, Don. I do not believe the church has stopped advancing even in the midst of this. It's not like we've been waiting to get out of this. The church has been growing. The body of Christ has been growing throughout this. You know, the reality for, at least in my life often, and I think in the people that I have talked to, sometimes we're not even willing to change until the pain gets great enough. And the pain is certainly increasing in our culture, lots of pain. And I believe that with that pain, if we're wise people, we will get on our knees and we will say, God, okay, help me see what you're trying to help me see. I've been living as if you don't matter, living as if I've got everything under control. But all of these events are certainly bringing us to a place of saying, I'm hoping that we will all say, God, help me. I need to see what I haven't seen. I need your help to do this life that I've got. So I am gratefully hopeful that that God is doing amazing redemptive work in this. And I agree with what you just said there. God's doing great things. The fields are ripe. And that's another way of saying the love of God is so ready to be poured out into the hearts of his people.
I like that. I like that. Yes, this is the time in which we can reach out as never before, because people who might not have listened to us, with all due respect, they may have tolerated an effort on our part to invite them to church or share the gospel. I think many are now hoping somebody, maybe at a subconscious level, hoping somebody will make some meaning out of this, and this ought to be the church's finest hour.
Oh, man, Don, I agree with that. So that's my prayer. Lord, may it be so.
God bless you, my friend. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Don, for having me. God bless.
Again, Dr. Kevin Baker, he is senior pastor of a great church, Oakdale Church in Olney, Maryland, and the website, very easy to find, Oakdale.church. Oakdale.church. Stay with us. We'll be back with more here on The Don Crow Show.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced etc., not etc.
On.
Woohoo! Yes!
Off.
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Did you know that according to the federal government, having as little as $20,000 in revolving monthly bills meets the definition of excessive debt? And the latest numbers indicate as many as 4 out of 5 Americans fall into this category. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if these numbers are accurate, then 80% of the people listening to my voice right now should listen very carefully. With a massive rise of equity in homes across the country, now totaling $5.7 trillion, your home can be used to pay down that debt or eliminate PMI, which may save you hundreds of dollars every single month. Let us help you wipe out that excessive debt with just a phone call. We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Our number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Hear 105.1 FM WAVA wherever you are on our mobile app or on iHeart. Tune in, and now on radio.com.
This report is sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. On 395 in Arlington, it's jammed northbound between 110 exit 9 and 14th Street exit 1. In D.C., if you're traveling from Maryland into the district, inbound on New York Avenue, you're going to see lots of brake lights between North Capitol Street and 3rd Street Tunnel. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. More info at positivecoach.org. I'm Albie D with traffic on WAVA.
This afternoon, clouds and sunshine with a spotty shower thunderstorm, high 85. A few clouds for tonight, low 68. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high 88. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 72. Saturday, hot and more humid with sunshine and patchy clouds, becoming breezy in the afternoon with a high of 93. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Cheryl Golden.
Say, folks, we're in the final days of our campaign with Save the Children, and we thank you for what you've done so far. You have been very generous, about 55% of goal, but that means there's still quite a bit of work to do on behalf of hungry children all through the United States. As we've often said, we often focus our campaigns on other parts of the world where the needs are very profoundly great, serious, literally life at stake. Leprosy, we talked about last month, and feeding children and bringing all kinds of hope to other kids. But this is our chance to minister to children right here in the United States who ordinarily would be taken care of through the school lunch programs throughout the school year and, of course, through the summer months, summer programs as well. Well, guess what? COVID-19 has taken that away as well. So as we move toward the end of the campaign, I'm hoping you, if you haven't done something, will be able to help us out with a gift of any amount. We have all the information coming right up. The following program is sponsored by Save the Children and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. Scott Wilder's here with me. And, Scott, I was just reading a quote by the poet Longfellow, "Give what you have to someone, it may be better than you dare think." You know, and some folks may say, well, that's not very much. $100 and 10 days for a child, that's not very long. Well, for that child, it's 10 days out of his life.
Well, you know, the other thing I would say is if you don't think that's long enough, do more.
Yeah.
I mean, what I would say is, you know, we're in a position right now where maybe you haven't been out to eat like you normally have been. And so that's money that's extra. My granddad was called folding money. That's extra folding money in your pocket. Maybe you got that stimulus direct deposit and you still have your job. That's extra folding money in your pocket. Maybe you have not driven as much as you normally do, so you haven't had to spend as much money on gasoline. And when you have, it's been cheaper than ever. That's extra money in your pocket. Your tax refund is extra money in your pocket. Maybe you have kids or grandkids you normally fund for some summer camp. And maybe even if the summer camp is in, yours are not going to go be a part of that. Don't want to really risk that right now. Or maybe it's been canceled. Okay, that's extra folding money in our pocket. You know, there's light at the end of the tunnel on this thing. There will be light at the end of the tunnel. It's going to be over at some point. Now, I don't think it's going to be exactly like it was before, but there's a lot of stuff that maybe it shouldn't be exactly like it was before. We'll be more careful about some things than we were before. Probably wash our hands more than we did before. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. But when we get to the end of this, and there's a light at the end of the tunnel, we have sort of come out of this, I think what's going to be remembered is how we treated each other. It's going to be, what did we do in the middle of this? Did we simply veg and gain 15, 19, 20 pounds while we finished Netflix and then all of Hulu and moved on to Amazon Prime? Did we become shopaholics by buying everything we could find on Amazon just to sit there and wait for the packages to come every day? Like, that's our new friend. Or will it be that we really understood we're all in this together? And that meant something. It wasn't just a saying. It wasn't just slacktivism. It was activism. We actually did something at a time when it was needed the most. And so today, I would just encourage you to think of that little girl and her breakfast, and you can provide her breakfast, lunch, and dinner by calling this number, 888-884-4836. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days for one child, $100. $300 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for a month. And $1,000 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child all summer long. These are children, if you're just getting in the car, these are little boys and girls who otherwise would get their breakfast and lunch programs from the schools. They count on school not just for education, but also for their nutrition. And when school is canceled, and then when summer school is canceled, somebody has to stand in the gap. Save the Children is standing in the gap. And you can too. 888-884-4836. $100 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for 10 days. Want to do it for a child for a month? $300. Want to do it for a child all summer long? That'd be a $1,000 one-time gift. You can give monthly. You can do a one-time gift. I would say just count up your little blessings. Maybe you'd say, I'll do it for 10 days for that many kids. Three kids, that'd be $300. Provide three kids for 10 days. Or three kids for a month, be right at $900. It doesn't matter. It's not about how much, it's about how many. So we have a chance today to draw the circle bigger, to be a part of something really very important at a time when it'd be easy to be sort of all about us. You know, we joke around, Don, about, you hear about the freshman 10. This is the COVID-19. You know, we're gaining 19 pounds, not just 10 like we did our freshman year in college. It's the COVID-19. And we laugh about how people are, you know, baking more than ever, and we're eating more than ever, and couch potatoing more than ever. It's sort of almost a funny little thing. We know we'll get by at some point. But, you know, it's not funny at all for these kids. I'll tell you, when school is out, these kids are not those kids in the Norman Rockwell painting that are clicking their heels as they run past the flagpole. These are kids who understand, and parents, desperate parents, who understand that without the school lunch program, without the school breakfast program, they are in a very, very tough place. And today you can stand alongside this mom and dad, or maybe just a single parent, and say, I got it today. I got it for your kid today. For at least 10 days, I can do it. Maybe for a month, I can do it. Maybe for the whole summer, I can do it. The phone number is 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. Save the Children COVID-19 Emergency Relief Day of Hope. $100 can make a huge difference. $10 a month can make a huge difference. You do a monthly gift, do a one-time gift, it doesn't matter. Just be a part of it now at 888-884-4836.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A final hour buying spree helped stocks finish with solid gains today. All of the indexes up more than 1%. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 300 points. The S&P 500 added 33. And the NASDAQ Composite jumped 107. Cost-cutting at Macy's. The department store chain says it'll lay off at least 3,900 workers across corporate and management roles, as well as store staff, supply chain employees, and its customer service network. The retailer says the cutbacks are part of a restructuring that it expects to save $365 million in costs this year alone. Shares of Macy's today dropped 4.1%. Another nearly 1.5 million Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, about the same as the previous 2 weeks. While that's well below the late March peak of nearly 7 million, it's also still significantly higher than typical pre-pandemic levels. Analysts say it all signals a slow recovery for the job market, especially with several states now seeing spikes in new coronavirus infections. That's Your Money Now.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Your employees and customers have new expectations when it comes to cleanliness. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. A trained Cintas technician can apply disinfectant and sanitizer spray to common surfaces. And we'll keep you well stocked with gloves, face masks, hand sanitizer, and disinfectant wipes, professional cleaning supplies, and PPE. Just a few ways Cintas can help you keep your business safe. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Don Crow here for WAVA and Save the Children. I want to thank you for your help in providing desperately needed food for children right here in the United States who need the daily meals they would ordinarily receive at school and in summer programs, but all of which have been canceled due to COVID-19. Now, our goal is to provide $33,600 toward that need, and it's your gifts that are making the difference. A $1,000 gift will provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for the entire summer. $300 will do that for a child for a month. And obviously, anything you can give is going to help us make sure these children get the food they need, food that ordinarily they would be receiving, but aren't able to receive right now due to the pandemic. So would you call 888-884-4836 with your most generous gift right now? That's 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836. Or you can give online at WAVA.com. Keyword, children.
Alexa can play WAVA-FM and hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com.
Now streaming on SalemNow.com is the brand new film, Selfie Dad. Selfie Dad, a funny yet powerful movie about a Christian dad in a midlife crisis. When confronted with the life-changing truths of the Bible, he learns the only way to have true happiness.
God can do incredible things.
Selfie Dad stars Christian comedians Michael Jr. and Shonda Pierce.
Watch Selfie Dad at SalemNow.com and use promo code WAVA to save 20%.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
You know, there's some amazing things that have been said about giving. John Bunyan said, "You have not lived today until you've done something for someone who can never repay you." Jesus said it this way. Luke 14:14 says, "Then Jesus said to his host, 'When you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous.'" And, you know, I think that we need to be reminded, maybe remind ourselves, Scott, that when we give, we don't give so that the world will watch and see what we do. But I'll tell you what, heaven's watching. Jesus himself said it.
No, that's exactly right. I think, you know, we say many times we don't give out of guilt. We give out of gratitude. It's out of gratitude that we give, that we've been blessed, that Lord has blessed us, and so we bless others. We know that the blessings that flow from the Lord to us are not intended just to flow to us. They are intended to flow through us, and God will continue to bless us if we will allow those not to just flow to us, but flow through us. And so today we have a chance to do that. I know there's a lot of stuff. It's a noisy time right now. Can you imagine, though, being a child trying to get the attention of anyone at such a noisy time? Just being a hungry child, not in school, not in summer school. Maybe your home is not the safest place in the world. When you go to school, you always like going to school. Not only were your friends there, but you felt safe there. You got food there. You got love there. And now with school out, it's a totally different world for you. Now, imagine being that child, being that little second grader, that little third grader, and then trying to get our attention when we're in the middle of all this nonsense and foolishness that's going on. You know, you have COVID going on. You have crazy stuff going on politically where we get obsessed with that kind of stuff. You have certainly reasonable and righteous indignation that comes as a result of what we've seen recently and the protests that have been birthed by it. I think completely reasonable the protests are. Violence is not, but letting your voice be heard peacefully is certainly, it's not just okay, it's our right and it's our responsibility to do without regard to our race, because it's about our rights as Americans, not just you know, any particular community or category. However, if you have a little kid that's trying to get your attention, trying to tug on your sleeves, just tug on your sleeves, ma'am, dad, can I get your attention now? Imagine being that kid at a time like this, just saying, you know, all I'm looking for is a meal, or two, or five, or ten. $100 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for 10 days. $300 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for a month. We're talking about children right here in the United States of America. You've heard that story before. You know, I've talked about it, how you get on an airplane that says, you know, if you when your mask drops down from the ceiling, take care of yourself and then take care of somebody else as quickly as you can. That's kind of what we're doing here. You know, we do take care of people around the world, but every now and then the need is for us. We have a need right here at home. And so if you've ever been a person that would say, well, I'd like to do something, but you guys are always talking about people way over there, and I think we have needs right here at home, this is your great day. This is your lucky day, fortunate, blessed, whatever. Because now we're talking about kids right here, right here in the United States of America, who through no fault of their own, they are on that breakfast and lunch program at school, and the school, through no fault of their own, has been canceled, and summer school is canceled. And that means they're a source not only of education, but also in many cases of the only substantive nutrition that they get all day long, that source is gone. And we're standing in the gap at Save the Children, making and delivering over 100,000 meals a day. You can too. The phone number is 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836, or online at wava.com. Remember, $100 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for 10 days. $300 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for a month. And if you wanted to provide that same thing for a child for all summer, $1,000 in a one-time gift can do that. And this is the perfect time to call. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836, or online at wava.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. The definition of normal is conforming to a standard. Well, the standards for roofing companies have changed. What do customers need? You want to feel safe. New Look is offering both virtual and on-site roofing estimates, utilizing best practices by distancing and wearing protective gear. You worry about costs. We've dropped our pricing to the lowest possible point and created unique financing programs that allow you to pay for your roof when you're ready. Sometimes you could use a little extra help. We continue to give out $1,000 support vouchers to customers in need. At New Look, we only know one normal: to exceed customer expectations at all times. Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. 5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Just a normal roofing company, right?
Another Ministry Minute with Dr. Derek Greer.
In spite of the attitude of what you might think is the opposition party, God loves them. God loves those Republicans. God loves those Democrats. Well, that's not going over well. God loves the skinheads. God loves those kids who they need a belt. Don't you ever forget the price he paid. Even if it was for one skinhead, he would have went to the cross. There go I, saved for the grace of God. I know my history, and some of those folks could have been me. And we gotta be careful about this holier than thou. I'm on the moral high ground, and you're nothing. That's not the spirit of our Christ. It's the spirit of the world, but not of our God. Listen, debate the issues. Stand up for what's right. But your anger does not give you a right to be cruel.
This is Dr. Derek Greer. For more, go to gracechurchva.org. That's gracechurchva.org. And as always, live big.
Imagine sharing a prayer request from your phone and seeing as those around the world take your request before God. Receive prayer. Pray for others at praywithme.com.
We're Diamond and Silk, and we have a new book coming out called Uprising:
The Awakening of Diamond and Silk.
It's about how we overcame poverty and hardship by not letting anyone else define who we are, what we can do, or who we are supposed to vote for. And guess what? You can do it too.
That's right. And we want you to hear our personal story for the first time.
Uprising by Diamond and Silk, coming August 18th. Pre-order at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
Looking for joy? You found life-changing talk radio. 105.1 FM WAVA.
Most of our children and grandchildren are finishing this school year online. You can make plans now for a Christian school education for your child or grandchild this fall. And WAVA makes it affordable with our half-priced Christian school tuition opportunity. Simply go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or click on the school bus to see the schools offering half-priced tuition this fall. We have schools participating in Bowie, Olney, Laurel, Frederick, Dale City, Fairfax, and Falls Church. Go to WAVA.com, keyword school.
Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Churches and places of worship around the world have closed to ward off the spread of coronavirus. But thanks to technology, groups can still worship together online. In the coming weeks, as tensions escalate, people of faith will be called upon to serve and be a comfort to others. And online church services will be a medicine for the mind and soul. So remember, together, we'll get through this.
Family Life Today with Bob Lapine and David and Ann Wilson is heard weekdays at 7:30 a.m. on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Hey, are you guys open?
Yeah, we are. Come on in.
As businesses reopen across the nation, is your business prepared for what comes next? Salem Surround can help. COVID-19 brought America's thriving economy to a screeching halt. But now, local businesses are getting back to normal, and families are getting out to shops, stores, and restaurants. Are you ready for the return to business and all that pent-up consumer demand? Business recovery plans should be ready to go right now. The marketing team at Salem Surround is ready to help, so you don't waste a minute or a dollar recapturing market share. We'll help design your recovery plan targeting potential customers with proven marketing strategies. With everything in our toolkit working for you, digital, audio, mobile, even audience engaging contests and promotions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital marketing plan. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey folks, that number is 888-884-4836. Again, 888-884-4836. Online, WAVA.com. Use the keyword children. It'll get you there quickly. And I'm looking at a verse right now, Scott, from Psalm 72. For he, God, will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help. He will take pity on the weak and the needy and save the needy from death. He will rescue them from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in his sight. And as I'm reading that, I'm saying, God says he's going to do that, but it's not going to come manna out of heaven like he did in the wilderness. He's going to need some human beings to be his heart, his hands and feet. And that's what we're talking about here with Save the Children.
No, it is. And I think about that a lot. I think about our opportunity to be Jesus with skin on, our opportunity to be his hands and feet. It is not a bummer. It's not a drag. It's not a burden. It's actually a pleasure, isn't it? To be used by God, to be his hands and feet. We can do that together today just by picking up the phone and saying, I'm going to be a part of it. I'm going to provide a meal or two or five or ten. I'm going to provide that for a child today who is, kids are always the ones that are impacted first and worst. When bad stuff happens, it's always kids that are impacted first and worst. They're like the canaries in the mine. And today you can provide those meals for school children that are displaced right now because school is out and canceled this summer out. And then now with the hope of school, summer school, where they'd be able to be provided those meals, that's gone away. We're standing in the gap. You can too. It's COVID-19 Emergency Relief Day of Hope. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. Or click on the link when you go to WAVA.com.
You know, we've been encouraging you folks throughout this here on the show during campaign times, but otherwise as well. One of the ways we can deal with our own apprehensions, our own anxieties, our own kind of turning inward because of what COVID-19 has done to everybody, this is, in fact, the time to turn out our attentions, our focus, our hearts, our interests. And Proverbs 22:9 says, the generous will themselves be blessed, for they share their food with the poor. I mean, it doesn't get any more basic than that, Scott.
That's exactly what we're doing today. And you have a chance to do it, and it's fun to do, and it's good to do, and it's ours to do. And you get to be Jesus with skin on. What a pleasure that is to do it together, to join, even figuratively, join hearts and hands with each other and say, you know what, Mom and Dad, in another part of the country, we got your back. We're going to take care of it for you. Toll free, 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836, or online at WAVA.com.
Let's do it, folks. Let's do it as we wrap up this particular time together. It's a beautiful chance to not just talk about the world's need. You've heard me say it often, and I know Scott and I have talked about it when we were together as well. It's one thing to feel badly, and God gave us emotions for a reason. He intends us to empathize. Jesus wept with those at the tomb of Lazarus. Paul said, I weep with those who weep. I rejoice with those who rejoice. So we're emotional creatures, but we need to take that feeling of need and crisis and the picture of pain that these kids are experiencing without food and make that motivate us to pick that phone up. And so would you do that as we go to the phone right now, or as we go to the end of this visit together right now? Number to call is toll-free, 888-884-4836. Again, that is 888-884-4836. $100 provides for a child to have three meals a day for 10 days, $100 gift. $300 does it for a child for a month. And $1,000 will take care of that child's needs for a whole summer. Let's do it together. What do you say? Thank you for doing it right now.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
Road to Reality with KP Yohannan is heard Sundays at 12 noon on Life Changing Talk Radio, WAV.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.